Got an itch? Cough? Pain? The doctor is in. Dr. Michael Smith answers your questions. You can ask by emailing your question or going to the Healthy Talk page on RadioMD.com. Listen, learn, and live a better life. And send questions. Ask Dr. Mike Smith at RadioMD.com.
All right, so this is one of my favorite segments. I get to just kind of answer some questions off the cuff that you guys are sending in to email askdrmikesmith at radiomd.com. So here's the first one. If I eat well, why do I need supplements? This is a very common question we get. And this sounds like something my dad, I fight my dad, for instance, just with taking supplements all the time. And, you know, even though I'm a medical doctor, I'm just his kid. He doesn't really listen to me. And it's been really hard to get him just to take a multivitamin. Matter of fact, he doesn't take a multivitamin. The only vitamin he takes, he calls it the red wine supplement. It's, of course, resveratrol. That's the only thing I've been able to get him to do. So the question is, if I'm eating well, why, come on, do I really need all these supplements? The answer is yes. Unfortunately, food today is just not enough. And the first chapter of my book, The Supplement Pyramid, How to Build Your Personalized Nutritional Regimen, answers this question, why do we need supplements? And there's a few reasons. First of all, we have a sick food chain. We add so many preservatives, artificial colors, just gunk into our food, our animal proteins, our plants, our fruits, our vegetables, and that's all that gunk, all that toxins, all that the antibiotics, the hormones we're using in the animals, it all gets into our system. So that's number one, it's a sick food chain. Number two, poor soils. Yeah, it was in the 1920s that the United States government did the first soil surveys. And way back then, they concluded that our soils were nutrient poor, which means we've been eating nutrient poor food really for many decades now. So a tomato today is not the same as it was a few decades ago. What I mean by that, I mean there's not as many as antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, you name it. So we just have poor soils producing poor food. Look at the lives that we live today. Chronic stress, the go-go-go attitude, the information, 24-hour culture, all of that plays a role. You know, your body has great built-in defense mechanisms against all this, but it's just overwhelmed today. I mean, look at the toxins. That's another reason, toxins in the environment. The EPA allows over 80,000 or 70,000 toxins, industrial chemicals that you spray in your home, you clean your, you know, desk with, your kitchen with. I mean, it's all over the place. So, yeah, when you put that all together, food's just not enough. I mean, food is going to cover the basic vitamin and minerals at a dosing level to make sure that you don't get vitamin and mineral deficiencies, right? If you're eating a good diet, you're going to get enough vitamin C so you don't get scurvy. I mean, that's fine, and that's true. But boy, if you really want to benefit beyond just vitamin deficiencies with all of these nutrients, supplements really, in my opinion, become necessary. So sick food chain, poor soil, chronic stress, toxins, you put that all together, you need to take some supplements every day. And of course, the four core ones I talk about are the multivitamin, the omega-3 oils, the CoQ10, and the probiotics. That's question number one. All right, let's go on to question number two. Is organic food really better? And I assume that means better than the conventionally grown food. So to answer that question, and I assume also when this person is asking this question that they mean in the amount of nutrients. I mean, we know organic produce is going to have no toxins because soil can retain some of these pesticides and stuff for hundreds of years, by the way. So in most cities and counties, to call a plot of land organic, the only regulation on that is that you can't use chemicals within, say, the past 20 or 30 years. You can call it organic. So that means there's still residue of pesticides in that. So organic produce could potentially still have some pesticides and stuff. So, but I think the real question here is organic produce more nutritious, right, than conventionally grown? I think that's what the question means here. So I'm going to pull out a table that I have in my book. This is also, from Rutgers University about 10 years ago. Rutgers University compared calcium, magnesium, potassium, manganese, and copper. Those are important minerals, right? It looked at the amount of these minerals in organic produce versus conventional. They looked at snap beans, cabbage, lettuce, tomatoes, and spinach. I'm not going to go through the whole table here, but what it's very clear. Look, just, you know, cabbage, for instance, has had 60 units of calcium when it was organically grown versus 18 units when it was conventionally grown. So it just gives you that. I mean, by far, the organic produce based on this Rutgers University is more nutritious. It doesn't mean that it's enough to give you the benefits beyond just vitamin and mineral deficiencies. It doesn't mean that you can just focus on cabbage and get enough calcium. I'm not saying that. But, you know, milligram for milligram, unit for unit, organic produce is more nutritious than conventionally grown. And that's Rutgers University. So, yeah, so try to eat organic as much as you can. I think that is important. All right, so this one is a question that's more about a current event out there. Are there any natural Ebola treatments? I know there's the Ebola scare going on. The spread continues in certain places in northern and west Africa. I think I just heard there was another case of Ebola in California now. So we do have to do things for ourselves to protect our ourselves, our family, our friends. And there are some things you can do naturally. Now, what I'm about to share with you, I'm not saying these are substantiated, you know, in clinical research. These are things that are, you know, maybe have been shown to be effective in certain labs against viruses that are like Ebola. So I can't say, you know, what I'm about to tell you, some of the nutrients here, this is not conclusive, but at least it's something I think you can do. When it comes to actually stopping the virus from replicating directly, right, there is some theory out there that silver nanoparticles, you know, people like to do silver to boost immune system, where it turns out silver nanoparticles, which is a way of ingesting silver, might be able to interfere with Ebola replication. Be careful. You can do too much silver. It's a metal, and it can have some liver effects. So I'm not so sure there. That's, you know, you need to do some of your own research. There's also evidence that red and white peony, which is a plant extract of red or white peony, might also be able to inhibit viral replication. I think one of the best things you can do, though, really is about your own immune system. You know, boosting a type of cell in your bloodstream, an immune cell called a natural killer cell. These are cells that go that literally float around your blood. They survey your blood. They're like surveillance. And when they recognize a cancer cell or a virus or a bacteria, they're able to attack that foreign invader right off the get-go, right there. They don't have to be primed or activated. They're already ready to go. So you want a lot of these natural killer cells floating around when there's types, like when there's Ebola going on. So things like lactoferrin, which is a protein you find in mother's milk, can help to raise natural killer cells. Vitamin D3, vitamin C, selenium, very important mineral to the overall immune system, but also these natural killer cells, and soy isoflavones, which is a type of compound found in soy that can also boost these cells. So there are some things that, you know, maybe with some more research, we'll be able to say, yes, this can actually kill the virus, but there's at least some things you can do to boost the natural killer cells. Lactoferrin, vitamin D3, vitamin C, selenium, and soy. I think I have time for one quick question here. Should I take a multivitamin without iron? Oh, that's a great question. If you don't need iron, like let's say you're anemic and you need it, that's one thing. But if you're not anemic, there's no reason for you to get excess iron. You get plenty from your diet. You do not need to take iron in a multivitamin. That's just my opinion. Iron can be very oxidative, can cause some problems in the cardiovascular system because of that. So most people do not need to take a multivitamin with iron. All right, there you go. That's Ask Dr. Mike. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I am Dr. Mike. Stay well.